Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, pre-market report. Let's start off kind of where we left off yesterday. We discussed, and it's common knowledge, look it up for yourself if you don't believe what I'm about to tell you, but China is increasing their strategic reserves of crude oil. Now, this is being played up by the mainstream media who's actually talking about this. As this is a production issue. It is nothing to do with production. Okay, this is the lie that you're being sold. The reason here, clearly, that China is increasing their strategic reserves of crude oil, it's multiple fold here. And let's cover what's happening. Crude oil, as I said yesterday, I've covered this before, is black gold. The world runs on crude oil. It's the lifeblood of the military-industrial complex. And again, understanding the situation here, we're at war. The world is at war. This war is going to expand, period. Just, you know that's where we're going here. And that's also multifaceted here as well. But let's just stick to a couple of dynamics that are in play. Again, China is increasing their strategic oil reserves because they're getting ready for war, more war. Two, crude oil, black gold, as I said. Greg Mannarino has been explaining to all of you, you need exposure to commodities, 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 crude oil being a commodity as well. I don't know another way to say this to all of you. You need exposure to commodities. I put out six or seven now. Articles in my newsletter, free to everybody, link in the description of this video, where I covered some of the top exchange-traded funds which will allow you exposure to commodities. If you don't want to own an ETF, this, silver. You know, I'm even going to tell you this. Forget gold. I love gold. It's my second favorite asset of all time. But this is number one. If you have to pick one, hoard silver. How do I say this another way, people? This asset here, I've covered this upside down, backwards and sideways, why I believe it's the most undervalued asset in the world. I covered the Dow gold ratio recently in a video. I put out an entire piece, an article in my newsletter for all of you. This is it. You understand? Period. Period. The freaking end. I don't know another way to say this. But again, so China increasing, apparently vastly increasing their strategic reserves with regard to crude oil. Meanwhile, here in the United States, our strategic reserves are being drained. Okay, we're about at half capacity right now. Look it up for yourself. It's easy to find. This puts us at a disadvantage. Looking at the global picture, where we're going, more war, more death, more pain, more suffering, more spending on everything you could dream about, much, much higher inflation. A society being brought to its knees by central banks working together. You know this already. Okay, I don't know another way to put this. Anyway, so this should concern you. It's not what it's being played out to be on the mainstream. It never is. Okay, so again, China increasing strategic reserves. They're putting themselves in a war footing. I believe it's only a matter of time before there is a direct conflict, a hot war between China and the United States. Already a cold war going on here. You got Janet Yellen. She was out this morning, yesterday actually, and this morning on the mainstream media. They're putting her ugly face everywhere, talking about how the United States doesn't want to decouple from China. We want to diversify. First of all, let me explain this to you in case you don't know. If in fact we were not importing all this stuff from China, and we have no choice. We don't make anything here in this nation. Could you only imagine the cost of living here in the United States? What you're not being allowed to know is, again, China holds the cards. I don't know another way to put this, okay? It's unfortunate what has happened to this once great nation here, and that we've turned ourselves into an import nation, a nation of slaves, a nation of psyoped, brain-dead people who are being fish-fed from every angle, falsehoods, propaganda, lies. You know that, all right? And there's just no other way to put this. It's unbelievable. But anyway, we get all this, and this gives us a lot of power. It allows us to position ourselves in the right places. Now, let's look over at this market real quick. Stock futures this morning are relatively flat. 10-year yield 4.43, dollar flat. Now, this is from this morning with regard to risk in this market. I covered this yesterday. Risk is rising. Okay, this is from this morning, but I did put a new support line here for you so you can see what I'm talking about. This really could go either way right now without direct intervention from the Federal Reserve. If the Fed intervenes and starts increasing their purchases of debt, you will see risk drop. You understand? If they do not, risk is going to rise. This is going to put pressure on the markets as it always does. Okay. And the market's not going to be happy. But understanding what we're in now, again, the big picture is we're in a presidential selection cycle. They must prop up the market. So it is my belief still that we are going to see this drop. But we're going to keep our eyes on this. Okay. Risk goes up, market's going to hate it. Risk goes down, market's going higher. And it will go higher faster, okay, the stock market, the quicker that the economy falls through the floor. Again, we've been sold a fairy tale, a liar. Economy is strong. We're the envy of the world. Okay, not true, obviously. They're laughing at us. They're laughing at us all, unfortunately. And they believe that American people probably are the stupidest people on the face of the earth, buying all the propaganda from the mainstream media, and it's all just that, just garbage. Now, touching on a couple of other aspects of the market, gold and silver this morning are under a little bit of pressure. Good. This is bullish here. We've made a hell of a run higher lately with gold and silver. Let them consolidate. We're going higher. Currency devaluation, more specifically dollar devaluation, is going to be the name of the game moving forward. Whether it's Trump who gets selected or whether it's Biden who gets reselected as the creature to sit behind the Resolute desk. Trump has already told us what's going on here. He wants the dollar weaker. This is not good for you. Great for multinational corporations. Appear at the end. The corporate agenda is going to be fulfilled no matter who, again, sits behind the Resolute desk. So if you think you have someone that they're going to put there that's going to help you, it's a pipe dream. Ain't happening. Okay. And more propping up of this market. But again, after the presidential selection, I think things are going to change, and they could change dramatically. Okay. World arming themselves, strategic reserves here being built up. War footing, more spending for war, hundreds of billions of dollars, going to be in the trillions, there's no doubt about it. And it's just a crazy situation we're in. As I said, gold and silver under a little pressure right now, a little bit. We need to see this right now. Cryptocurrencies, higher. Bitcoin over 71,000, going much, much higher. Okay. Cryptocurrencies in aggregate higher this morning as well. Crude oil under some pressure this morning. Again, I think this is for you crude oil traders out here. You're laughing. I know you are. You're looking at this as opportunity because you understand what's going on. And we're going to take nothing. How can I say this another way? Not one single thing is going to get by you or me. Okay. As long as I'm sitting here kind of at the helm, the daddy of this entire thing, I can promise you, with all I got in my heart and everything else, I will never, ever let something get by me, which means nothing's getting by you. You understand? I think you got that down. We know what we're doing. We know why we're doing it. We're not going to change a damn thing. That's the beauty of the strategy that you and I have been employing for 10 years now, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, looking for opportunity. Because, again, all we got is each other. With no politician, president, whoever the freak else out there is looking out for you. We are looking out for each other, and that gives us enormous power, enormous strength. You understand? I think you do. Anyway, so I want you to consider what I've been saying here. You got China building up their strategic oil reserves. We're at half capacity. This puts us at a disadvantage moving forward because we are marching towards more war. Period. More spending for everything you could dream about. The Federal Reserve continues to inflate here, okay? Devaluing the currency. They're on a mission to destroy the economy along with central banks around the world. You know this, bringing down an entire class of people, but we're not going to let them beat us. They're not going to beat us. They're going to beat most of the people out here because they have no clue as to what's happening. But you and me, we got this down. And again, we got each other. So we're going to keep our eyes on this, as I said. There's a link in the description of this video, free to everyone here. Let's watch this line, this support line. Are we going to break? Here's the question, all right? In your opinion, do you believe that the Fed is going to step in here and buy more debt? That's my take on it, honestly. But you don't have to agree with me on this. If the Fed gets in here and buys more debt, I would expect to see a breakdown here, breakdown through this support. If the Fed does not, risk is rising. This number is going up. We're probably going to end back up in a red zone here or an extreme risk situation. The market is going to hate it. You understand? Anyway, I want to hear from you on that. What do you think? Where's this going here? All right. This guy here loves you a lot from the heart, people. I can't stress that enough to you. We got each other's backs. And in my view, that gives us so much power that it's we can't be beaten. We can't possibly be beaten. My Lions are out here. They're ripping the face off of all this. We've been killing this market across the board. Across the board, meaning with regard to commodities, understanding where we need to be, getting into cryptocurrencies here. Everything else, we got this across the board. All right, look, I'm going to let you go. I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream, people. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.